one spirit. Amen. The scripture says he's one God, the Father of all, who's above all, through all, and most of all, he's in. Through all, for that we thank you. Amen. We thank God for the apostolic way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The scripture says that the apostles continue steadfast in the breaking of bread. Amen. And in the apostles' doctrine.
Yes.
And truly we thank God this afternoon for all of the testimonies. We thank God for all of the songs, and we thank God that we were able to partake in the Lord's Supper.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to ask you to stand. We're not going to keep you very long. We're going to ask you to stand, and we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Amen. And we just want to give God a little time. We've heard so much already.
Yes.
Amen. You can't have a whole lot to it. We don't want to give you spiritual indigestion. Yeah. Hey, amen. We've heard preacher homies and single homies. We've heard everything.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Truly, amen. God is good, though. And he's worthy of all the praise.
Yes, he is.
We're going to start off in Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to read verses 10 through 19 together. If you all have them, can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's start at verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your word and labor of love, which he has shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do ministers. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of him who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promises to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after that he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by hope, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie,
we might
have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the best praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, at this time, we acknowledge that if it had not been for your goodness and mercy, Lord, if it had not been for your kindness, Lord, if it had not been for you keeping back the death angel, Lord, if it had not been for you giving us a mind of sanity, Lord, if it hadn't been for you giving us a right mind, we wouldn't be here today. So we say thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we thank you. Lord God, now we ask you to search our hearts and search our minds. And then, Lord, we give you permission to take us through the Word of God. So glad that I'm saved.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
I said I'm glad I'm saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to someone the other day, you know, and I said, you know, my mother was always proud of a lot of things, but she said the greatest thing that I'm proud of is that you are a preacher.
Hallelujah.
You know, amen. I went to college, she didn't care about all that.
That's right.
I played sports, she didn't care about all that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, I had a pretty good job at that time. She didn't care about all that.
Right.
When my mother introduced me to someone, she said, this is my son, the preacher.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right. You know, it's something when God places a special call on your life.
All right.
Amen. And I can tell you, it wasn't because of anything that I've done.
Hallelujah.
wasn't because of my goodness. It wasn't because I was so righteous. It wasn't because I was so holy. God chose me. Amen. In Him.
In Him.
And a lot of times we say, I'm so glad I chose the Lord. I didn't choose God.
Yes.
God chose me.
Yes, He did.
Amen. In our scripture reading, we were reading about Abraham. And before I go to that, let's just go to our other second portion of reading, which is Romans chapter 11, and we'll start off with verse 33. We were reading about Abraham and how he had patiently endured.
Yeah.
How many remember that was our theme for last year's anniversary?
Right.
Yes.
When I was studying there, I said, well, I was reading, I kept saying, why did I hear that before? After he had patiently endured. He obtained
the promise.
Yeah. But it took some patience. Mm-hmm. Romans 11:33 reads, oh, the depths of the riches. What? Both of the what? Wisdom and
knowledge.
Both the depths. Mm-hmm. When we think about God and we think about how unworthy we are to be here.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I know that in my flesh, I don't need anybody else to tell.
Come on.
I know in my flesh dwelleth
no good thing.
I realize that in my best state, the scripture says I'm nothing more than
vanity.
No matter how saved I am, in all of my righteousness, the scripture says I'm nothing more than a filthy rag. What was the word of God saying? It took God to clean me up.
Yes, it did.
I couldn't do it. Amen. The scripture says that concerning Jesus, that he died for me while I was yet
in sin.
In sin. Somebody said, how did God do you before you were in sin and you weren't even born when he died? Because he had me
in his mind.
His mind.
Yes, he did.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
I said he had me
on his mind.
He had you.
That's right.
On his
mind. That's right. That's
so true. While I was still yet a sinner, he died for me.
Yes, sir.
So I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the depths of the riches.
All right.
When I think about how good God has been to me, I've been saved since 1976. That's almost 36 years. But I had my ups, I had my
down.
There's been so many times in my same walk that I felt level, but thank God he lifted me up.
That's right.
You know, you get into some situations when you say, I thought, I believed. They can't do it. Oh, the depths, both of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of my God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How unsearchable. When I look at God and I think about me and how I'm so undeserved, you ever look at some people and you say, man, God, they're better than me. Lord, they were better than me all of my life. And you say, Lord, why don't you choose me? How unsearchable are his judgments? And when I think of God, his ways are past.
Finding out.
I say they're past.
Finding out.
Hey, man, that's God. You can figure me out. I can figure you out, but we can't figure out God. Some of the things God do in our lives just don't make sense. Some of the directions that God take us, they just don't
make sense.
When you look at it, you say, oh, God, you did it that way, but I thought you were going to do it this way, Brother Ben. God, some of the ways he worked, they don't make
sense.
Since they asked me, I said, I don't want to waste your time. You know what? We are trying to figure God out. Some said he already. I said he already. He don't make sense. It says, for who has? Hallelujah. You might know my mind. We can figure each other out.
Amen. Sometimes you visitors, you come and say, well, I can figure out some stuff. But one thing about God, you cannot figure him out. Amen. Because his ways are past. He said, for who had known the mind of the Lord? In other words, God, when I thought you were going to do it like this, you turned around and did it another way.
Right now. Come on.
Who had known?
Hallelujah.
Lord, who's known your mind? Lord, who was able to figure you out? Yeah, we got to get excited today.
Break it down.
Because there's a praising thing there. Thank God. He said, brother, sister, you messed up. I know in your heart you really didn't mean it. Everybody else is trying to take it back. Everybody else is trying to put you under their foot. But when he looked at us, he said, I gave it to you. I gave you my mercy. God said, I gave you my love. God said, I've kept back the death angel. Even though the accuser of the brethren keep coming unto me and saying how unworthy you are, God said, I gave it to you and I will not. That's why I'm so glad I'm saved. You know, any other thing you get in life, people can take it back. You know, sometimes you get elevated to the high position on a job. And they do what? Yes, they do. Yes. You get promoted and get in a certain position and you're doing so good and you're so happy and then something out of the normal happened and they will. Take it back. But the one thing about God, that's why I get kind of confused sometimes. He won't take it back.
Right.
But we keep trusting and believing and worshiping things that people can. So Paul said he's immutable.
Right.
He cannot be changed. God won't take it back.
Thank you.
Amen. You know, in your private devotions, it's great. I love coming to church and praying with you all and shouting. But I got to get on the back of the mountain sometime.
Come on, come on.
I got to be able to see my own burning bush sometimes. So God could get Moses full of tension until he went on the back side of the mountain.
Right.
See, everybody else was in the front. You know, everybody else is in. But in my private emotions, when I get on the backside of the mountains. When it's just me and the burning bush. Amen. And the bush is burning and I'm looking at the bush. See, I don't have to try and figure out what God you are, because it's just me and God. And I'm looking at the bush burning and then God and I start communing.
Come on.
All right.
Hey. Lord, is this a normal thing? But because I hallowed my space with God, God said, son, take off your shoes.
Yes. Holy.
Yeah. You are now on.
Holy.
I said, now you are on.
Holy.
You can't get there with somebody else.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
You got to go to God for yourself.
Amen.
When Joshua went before God, he said, whose side are you on? God looked at Joshua and he said, son, you are on holy ground. Take your shoes off. But see, that's when we get get that private devotion. And you know, and as I was in my devotions with God, and you know, when you're there, God is just, sometimes God will take you back over some of the rough places in your life. And you look back over those places and your heart is broken. Amen. You look at it and you say, Lord, those are some disappointing times. I'm talking about when God rolls his videotape of your life.
Right.
Amen. From youth up, some things that have happened.
Come on.
You know, and I was praying and talking to God. Amen. A song that we used to sing way back when I was a child. I was shocked it came to my mind when it came to my mind.
Right.
Tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. So I was looking, I was thinking, and I was reflecting back. I said, Lord, I messed up there. Lord, there was times I didn't get it right. The song just kept saying, tears so sweet.
Come on now.
To trust
in Jesus.
Amen. So, you know, it just kept coming to me, and I remember hearing my mom sing it as a child, and there were some difficulties and things. I remember, I'm a mama's boy, so y'all gotta forgive me. And I ain't ashamed about it. Amen. Because my mama taught me how to live for God.
Come on now.
Right. So I used to see my mom going through some hard times, and then she just said, to trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
Just to try him and his word. So as she was singing, I was like, I was letting God minister to me. I said, Lord, you know, I haven't heard that song since I was a child. So I need you all a favor. I got the lyrics, Lord. I can't remember it. I'm on it my way. But it says, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him. 'Tis so sweet.
Hallelujah. Come on now.
I don't have to worry about anybody else. It's 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Right now.
Just to take him. And his word, just to rest. Lord, I get trouble sometimes. Lord, I can't think some things out sometimes. Lord, some things get over there. Stop! I said, just to rest upon his cross. And I was thinking about how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. I couldn't help but think about Abraham. It said he obtained the promise after he had patiently
endured.
Saints, we can make it. But we got to the end. Just to rest upon his promise and to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. As I was in my, now this is my private devotion. Alright, don't give me all what happened to me. When you get a chance to preach, you can tell what happened to you. Amen. I'm just telling you what he did when I was on holy ground. I'm telling you what he did when I took some time with Jesus. I'm telling you when I had a little talk.
Yeah.
I said it's so sweet.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, it didn't happen to me. You didn't bring God down in your presence.
Right.
You got to bring in some holy ground.
Yeah.
You got to get on the backside.
Yeah.
You got to get on your Patmos. When it's just you and Jesus, just like John saw.
Yes. Right.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Tis so sweet
yeah.
to trust in Jesus.
Yes.
Then he said, how I proved him over and over. Lord, when I look back, there have been so many mess ups. Lord, there were so many times that I needed deliverance and I didn't know where it was going to come from.
Right, all right.
But how I proved him over and over. Why? That's why it's tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. One song said, every day with Jesus. Every day my wife is great.
Yes.
Amen. And I hope you say that about me. But I can tell you this. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. He's the one that saved me. He's the one I adore. Every day. Than the day before.
All right.
I got halfway through the song.
All right.
But this is how God ministered to me.
All right.
Because there were some things I could not figure out.
All right.
So he said, well, you can't figure this out because when it comes to me, he said, my ways are past.
Finding out.
I'm going to get back to the song now. Abraham was the one God used as our example. All right. Now, God made Abraham a prophet. God out. Now, God, how do you wait till Abraham get to be 75 years old and Sarah 65 and the normal course of life is past? Huh? I said it's past. There's no chance but God. There's some things in our hearts. They are past. The natural course of things are over.
But God.
That's why it's still so sweet to trust in Jesus.
All right.
I'm getting excited. Abraham said, Lord, you know, I'm an old man now. You know, can't we let this Eliezer? He's already in the house. Can't he reign before you? God said, Abraham, my ways pass farther than out. Oh, the depths. You don't understand what I'm going to do. So God said, no, Abraham. Abraham can't reign before you. And then they waited about another 10 years. And Sarah said, well, Abraham, you know, this way. That time for me is past. So I'm going to give you my handmaid so that she can give you a seed to reign before you. So Ishmael was born by a God.
Right.
Abraham said, okay, I got my seed. God says, not yet. Well, God said, well, Abraham told God, well, can't Ishmael reign before you? God says, my ways are past. Who has known my mind? God said, you don't understand. So he said, no. He can't, Ishmael can't reign. It has to be the seed. It has to be according to the promise. Else, it was to you and Sarah. you know, stop trying to figure out God.
Right.
So Abraham was still trying to figure out God. He said, no, no, no. That's not my promise. God said, not only did I make this promise, but I confirmed it by an oath and by two immutable things, is it which is it impossible for me to tell a lie. Thank you.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Have some people lie to you. You want to try talking to Jesus because he will never lie. It's that it is impossible. When I went to the church where God can lie, I don't care what happened in the church. I believe God's word. He said, it's impossible. I would not, no, 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 no. You trying to figure out God, his ways. So Abraham waited a little while longer, and then finally, 25 years later, he's 100 and Sarah's 90, and a child is born. Amen. God did what he says. Now we on our way to the promised land.
All right.
Then out of nowhere, when many believe Isaac was at the age to be a priest, because all priests were made at the age of 30. Now Isaac, at 30 years old, God says, Abraham, you know that promise? That child? I want you to take him up to Mount Moriah and slay him. I want you to sacrifice him. Abraham backed up from God and said, what? The promise? His ways passed by the now. Amen? Our problem is we keep trying to do what God has to do. Just step aside. So God tells Abraham the very thing that you waited 25 years for. Now he's believed to be at the age of the high priest. And if you read a little early in chapter, Hebrews chapter 6, they talk about Jesus as our high priest. Out of nowhere, God says, take him to the place that I'm going to show you, and I want you to offer him as an offering.
All right.
Now, most of us would have told God he's crazy. Yes, you would have. Because look at the little stuff you go through. Look at the little baby stuff you go through. Paul said there's nothing more than light afflictions that last for a moment, but they get you all tied down. Oh, God. Oh, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Abraham said, okay, God, I don't know what you're doing, but you know, you haven't messed up in these last few years, so I would imagine that you know what you're doing. So the scripture said early the next morning. He didn't ever say what Abraham questioned God, but early the next morning, he didn't let his servants do it. Abraham went out and sounded his own number. And he said, we're going up yonder to worship. So they began to go on their way, and as they're going, the Bible said, after 3 days. Now, you ministers, y'all go ahead and do your own thing, right? The high priest, 30, then all of a sudden, 3 days later, he's going to raise them from the dead, right? No charge. All right? But y'all, you know what? That's God. They call that a type. Okay? So all of a sudden, the one part, he said, Abraham. Now, how many sons did Abraham have at this time? Two. But God said, thy son, thine
only son.
Only son. Types. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. He said, after 3 days, you take him up there, and you slay him, you offer him as a sacrifice. He said, and then I'll raise him back up. Mm-hmm. You know, Abraham, and it got to the point, he said, you know, God, he didn't mess up yet. So if he hasn't messed up yet, I gotta believe him. I gotta trust.
Hallelujah.
So they go on their way and as they're traveling. Isaac is a little confused. He's like, my father. We got the wood. We got the fire. Where's the sacrifice?
Come on.
Abraham said, God will provide him.
Self.
All right, maybe she's wrong with it. God will provide him self. A sacrifice. Now, Isaac is 30, and they proceed on their way. Then when it was time to go into their real worship, Abraham said, okay, servants, you gotta sit here. Mm-hmm. There's some parts in your life, you gotta leave some people out.
Amen.
When God has made you the promise, you're trying to carry too many people with you. Mm-hmm. Just like he told Gideon, leave them back. So God left. Abraham left the servant. And he said, I and the child will go up. But he had faith in God's word. He said, but we will return home. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him
at
his word. Just to rest
upon his promise.
Upon his promise. And to prove him over and over. So Abraham and the child going up. And then Abraham does something that startles Isaac. He binds him. But what does Isaac do? He lets his father, just like Jesus. He did not resist. Now, at this time, you do math, right? He was 110, this is 30 years later. Abraham was 130 years old. Isaac could have reigned. I can go to fault. But what did he do? He offered himself. It doesn't make sense that God would go through all of that and then turn around to all of this.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. But his ways are past. You cannot figure out God. Who has known the mind of God?
Right.
Who has been his? You know, sometimes in our messed up situation, we keep trying to counsel God.
Yes.
He knows how to fix it. He knows how to work it out. So Abraham believed God. Ties up Isaac and leaves him on the altar. Present himself a sacrifice. Now he said, okay, right now, God should stop this situation. Amen?
Right.
Oh, the depths of the riches. You cannot figure out God. That's why you must endure through faith and patience. After he had patiently endured. The problem in church, a lot of us have patience, but we don't have faith. A lot have faith, but they don't have patience. Just let him do it his way. Get out of the way. Let him do what he says he's going to do. So he lays Isaac on the altar. And you would think, okay, right now, where is the lamb? Where is he at? And then all of a sudden, Abraham draws back the knife. And as he's going forth, God calls him out of heaven. Hallelujah, Lord, that's what I need you to do. When I'm obedient, just call my name.
Right.
Abraham, Abraham, he said, stop. Now I know what's in your heart. Because you have withheld the only thing that counts the most in your life. You've given it to me. So you haven't withheld your only son. He said, now I know. What's in your heart? But what did he do? Abraham was patient. Abraham endured. Abraham believed the promise and he grabbed hold of it.
Yes, he did.
Now, every last one of us this afternoon, God has made us some promises.
Yeah.
Why have we gotten weary? Be not weary.
Well
done. Well, 'tis so sweet. Is it, oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to trust in his one blood that can cleanse. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, Lord, have mercy, never lose its power. That's why it's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. Just to take him at his word. You don't have to doubt. Amen. Believe God. I'm going to go ahead and finish. Okay, I'm going to finish this whole song for y'all now, okay?
Right.
I got some praise singers. I have to learn to sing this, so you all have to learn to sing it. It says, in simple faith to plunge me, neath a healing, cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus. Just from sin and self to cease. The song where it says, just from Jesus, simply take it. You know, a lot of us, we kill ourselves and worry ourselves and do so much. All we have to do is simply take it from Jesus, life and rest and joy and peace. What are you doing? I'm trusting in Jesus. And then he said, I'm so glad I learned to trust thee. Then the latter portion of it says, I will trust in him who promised never to leave me, for he will abide with me till the end. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus as we stand and the altar team come forward. My question this afternoon is, who are you trusting in? What man, what woman, what system, what job? What are you trusting in? The only promises that cannot be revoked or taken back or changed are the promises of God. We look too much at the storms in our lives. The one thing about Peter was always fast to test Jesus. The Lord, do this, and Lord, do that. And when the Lord came walking to Peter on the water, amen. And the Lord, and Peter looked at the Lord, and the Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. So the Lord said, Peter, come on. Peter stepped out on faith. Just like all of us that got saved, all of us who believe God, we step out and we begin to walk on our troubled waters. Amen. The storm was gone. We kept walking. But all of a sudden, the devil turned up the notch and desired to have us, and he may sift us as wheat. Then when the storm got too strong, Peter began to look at all the troubles in his life. Forgot about Jesus. Then as he began to look at the trouble, as he took his eyes off the arm of the finisher of his faith, the Bible said immediately he began to head for destruction. He began to sin. And the Lord said, Peter, O ye of little faith, whatever you want from God, you can get if you have faith. Now you know, a lot of times we come to church and we hear the